Despite the drought, we have some really good news to talk about regarding this year's wheat crop. Joining us now is Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. And Kim, a lot of smiles on a lot of faces thanks to the wheat really coming up now.
Yeah, given what we started out with a couple months ago, you know, just so dry, and the weather forecast was for continued drought and dry conditions. We got a little bit of rain, you know, relatively speaking, and you know, the reports are exceptional on the condition of this crop right now.
Okay, let's kind of break it down region by region in Oklahoma and talk about what it's looking like, starting with maybe the northern areas.
Well, if you look at the northern areas, Grant, Garfield, Kay area, down into the Kingfisher, that through there, the reports I get from the cooperative extension personnel and visiting with elevator people is that they have exceptional stands. Now, I don't know if that's exceptional, but given what they've got to work with, they're really good stands of wheat in that area.
And then moving a little bit farther south, the rain, though, really helping everywhere.
You bet. As you go south, the stands aren't, from the reports, aren't as good in the south as they are north, but they're the people classified them as good quality stands. And both of, all the way up through the I-35 corridor up through there, has the potential for well above average yields if we can get the rain.
And then moving further southwest, Altus, Hollis area is not quite as good, but still getting their crops in?
Right, still got the potential for average yields as you go to Altus, Hollis area and in southwestern Oklahoma. Of course, it's drier there. They've got less subsoil moisture, and so it's not quite as in good a condition.
And unfortunately, still kind of a sad story for the Panhandle.
Yeah, if you go up through western Oklahoma and the Panhandle of Texas into the Panhandle of Oklahoma, the reports just aren't as good. They've got it planted, probably more acres than they've had it planted last year, but the stands just aren't there. A few isolated stands, but for the most part, it's still in the ground waiting for the moisture.
But the fact that we've had wheat come up despite all the drought that we've, you know, talked about for a year now, really great, but still long-term soil moisture, not so great.
Right. The producers have, in my opinion, have worked a miracle in getting this wheat crop in, planted, and up. But you've still got short moisture on the topsoil. You've got really short moisture on subsoil. So what we've got is the wind and the temperature, the wind sucking it out, sucking that moisture on the top, and that dry subsoil taking it out on the bottom.
We talked, it really says a lot about the type of crop that wheat is, right?
Wheat is it's a really a resilient plant. It can grow in most adverse conditions. And if we can get the timely rains, we can get a pretty good crop out of this.
Okay, let's keep that momentum going. Kim Anderson, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.